intervals are being respected.
Sugar beet stands generally look good across the region. The exception may be that area south of Grand Forks and in the northern Red River Valley where there's been too much moisture. Syngenta sales representative Mark Rinke says the beet co-ops have been discussing the size of the crop with their growers.
As far as start dates, there's been some things announced already, and earlier start dates usually mean anticipation of a large crop. And so that's good, and we just all hope sugar continues to respond price-wise and that type of thing.
Cercospora has become an annual management decision. Rinke credits Inspire XT for its activity on Cercospora and powdery mildew. Rinke recommends Sequence herbicide, which is a soil residual mixed with glyphosate for those resistant weeds.
As we continue to see the advancement of glyphosate resistance in some key weeds in sugar beet production, it just gets more difficult. And quite honestly, unfortunately, for the sugar beet grower, it gets more expensive to keep a clean field. Water hemp, especially glyphosate-tolerant water hemp, continues to move north.
The American